The Piano Matters is supported by Jacobs Music in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the area representative of Steinway & Sons for new and previously owned Steinway pianos. More information is available at jacobsmusic.com. And we are off. It's The Piano Matters, heard each week on this station and worldwide. We have treasures to be heard, and I think it'll be a good show with many excellent performances. I'm your host, programmer, commentator, David Duvall, and glad, as you know, to be with you. In his autobiography, the wondrous man called Bertrand Russell wrote this: "I was told that the Chinese said they would bury me by the Western Lake and build a shrine to my memory. I have some slight regret that this did not happen, as I might have become a god, which would have been very chic for an atheist." Let's begin with the late Julius Katchen, who was born in Long Branch, New Jersey, died at 43. And he's going to play for us Mendelssohn's Rondo Capriccioso, Opus 14. Here are all of Mendelssohn's Scherzando Joy, already established by age 15 when this masterstroke was finished.
Thank you.
Many people in world history have attempted to play this piece perfectly. Very difficult to hit every single note. And how do you like the ending with the interlocking octaves? That actually was, at the time, a Mendelssohnian invention. Julius Katchen always doing a fine job. We heard then the Andante and Rondo Capriccioso, Opus 14, the work of a 15-year-old boy genius who would soon write the great octet, followed by the Midsummer Night's Dream, certainly the most precocious genius in the history of music. From Lionel Trilling's Liberal Imagination, a book, he said, "We are all ill, but even a universal sickness implies an idea of health." Let's hear Mendelssohn's great contemporary, Franz Liszt. Mendelssohn was 1809, Liszt 1811. This was the romantic who painted the world. Indeed, he set the world to music. From Dreams of Love to Little Elves to Tasso to Faust to Dante. He just loved the world, and he loved his piano, and he set all of music to the instrument. In many ways, as George Steiner says, he's the greatest critical intelligence of his age. And certainly in his late years, the germinative force of modernity. Liszt was the best read, along with Berlioz, of the romantic composers. And he was intrigued by the love sonnets. Well, he was inspired by the Petrarca love sonnets. And he wrote three songs based on Petrarca's sonnets. They began life, as I just said, as songs, but Liszt realized that their greater potentiality lies in solo transcriptions for the piano. One of the finest, most honored pianists of our time is Jerome Lowenthal. His pianistic lineage includes no less than studying with Olga Samaroff, Edward Steuermann, and in Paris with Alfred Cortot himself. Also in America, he studied with William Capel. Just imagine. Jerome Lowenthal's repertoire is eclectic and formidable. Personally, I frequently see Mr. Lowenthal in the hallway at Juilliard, where he is an inspired teacher. If he sees me and he likes my tie, his eyes light up. And there's always a moment of rarefied talk, at least from his side. Let's listen to the Sonata 23 del Petrarca from Liszt's Years of Pilgrimage, played by Jerome Lowenthal.
Thank you.
the Sonetta del Petrarca 123 in the hands of Jerome Lowenthal, who absolutely finds that intimate passion and it glows for him. This is David Dubal, The Piano Matters, and if you can spare a moment, take a look at my website, daviddubal.org. I read The Catcher in the Rye again after many years. I was probably 19 or so when I read it. I wanted to see what all the hullabaloo is about. If ever there was a cult book, it's Salinger's novel. Yes, I understand its attractions. Actually, the best part of it for me is a scene when Holden Caulfield goes to hear a jazz pianist in Greenwich Village. Still, I am underwhelmed by the book. Many will disagree with me. Here's what Salinger has to say. The mark of the immature man is that he wants to die nobly for a cause, while the mark of the mature man is that he wants to live humbly for one. Ah, are there today noble causes? Yes, there are. To die playing the noble music of the great composers upon the piano. That is a heritage. If you want to say anything, tell me. I'm at thepianomatters@gmail.com. There are a few that still remember the Austrian pianist Friedrich Wührer, Wührer. He was well known early in his life, and I think he was born in 1900. He studied at the Vienna Academy with the composer Franz Schmidt, best known for his German repertoire. Let's hear him from a 1961 recording of the Schubert Sonata in A minor, opus 143. We'll listen to the Allegro Vivace, the third movement of this three-movement masterwork. Thank you. was Friedrich Wöhr in the finale of the Sonata of Schubert, Opus 143. What did you think of it? Did it have the Schubertian autumnal breezes inherent in the score? Here's a little Rachmaninoff prelude for you. I have two players to play it. The work is Opus 32, number 1 in C. Alexis Weisenberg, the late Bulgarian pianist, is ready to go. Certainly it has the stamp of that vivid personality that Weisenberg had. Now let's try the one-minute piece in the hands of Constance Keane. So we just heard two performances, both played well, of the C major prelude, composed in 1913, the same year that Debussy was finishing his 12 Preludes Book 2. Weisenberg was the pianist, and Constance Keane did her job. Krishnamurti, I love his writing, I love his thinking, I loved what he did. At the end of his life, when asked, "Did you matter?" And he said, "Maybe a little, sir." He always used "sir" because he respected people. Anyway, he said, "We live by images created by the mind, of course. And in our relationships, personal and otherwise, there is always an image. And as long as an image exists, you are very liable to be either wounded, bruised, or hurt. And this image prevents there being any actual relationship with another." That's strong stuff. In fact, we so cultivate so many images that it's difficult to have a relationship with oneself. It's the Piano Matters, and we shall listen to the young Australian pianist Vivian Choi. She was born, though, in Korea. And Miss Choi now for us plays Granado's piece called Oriental. It's the second of his 12 Spanish dances. Miss Choi has already achieved considerable success, and she is a passionate teacher as well. That's important. Here is Vivian Choi in Granado's second Spanish dance. Thank you. Did you know the piece? It was the second Spanish dance by Granados, subtitled Oriental. Granados lived from 1867 to 1916. In these pieces, it's hard to achieve the right Spanish accent, but I thought Vivian Choi's musical diction really impeccable. It's Chopin Ballade time, and unless it's a poor performance, Chopin Ballade time is a very important time. Miss Sha Zheng Chang is a Chopin explorer. She recorded the cycle of the 24 Preludes. She plays the Etudes, and this recording contains the 4 Impromptus and the 4 Ballades. It's a great undertaking to play all of that. Miss Chang wrote, in its literary form, a ballade almost always puts the lone human against overwhelming forces of nature or fate, the results often being tragic in epic proportions. Is this not the F major ballade in a nutshell? Asks Miss Chang. I believe you're right. Let's hear the F major second ballade of Chopin dedicated to Schumann. I know Miss Shang lives in New York City, and I hope that she has heard her performance of the second ballade of Frédéric Chopin. James Stream considers Stanley Waldorf one of America's great pianists. I have two tiny pieces by Americans from Waldorf's fingers. We'll hear them without break. The first is titled Scherzino by Mrs. H.H.A. Beach, or Amy Cheney Beach, a really admirable American woman pianist born in 1867. And the subtitle is A Petersboro Chipmunk. I think she lived in New Hampshire in Petersboro. Then following the late composer Richard Cumming in his prelude in F sharp minor. I think there was a lot of music in those few seconds. You heard The Petersboro Chipmunk by Amy Cheney Beach scamper along in Mr. Waldorf's playing, followed by the evocative playing of Richard Cumming, the prelude in F-sharp minor. It's from a set of 24 preludes for piano dedicated to the great pianist John Browning. The French composer Debussy wrote a valse romantique early in his career. But so did the Pole, Szymanowski. As we have heard Gieseking play the Debussy, let's listen to Szymanowski's Valse Romantique, played by a new pianist in our series, Peter Frangian. Thank you. a not quite representative work from the pen of Szymanowski, the Valse Romantique, but played with some style by Peter Frangian. The name Jerome Rose has been in the spotlight ever since he won the Busoni competition, I think in 1961 or so. His teaching career has been very important, and he has taught many, many excellent players. He's recorded a large repertoire, and his list has been widely heralded. I give you Jerome Rose in a practically unknown, very nostalgic late work of Franz Liszt. It's called Yadas, formally, or really meaning of the past. I think it's just Liszt thinking of a nostalgic waltz. It's a wonderful piece. I very much like Yadas, or, as it may be translated, formally. It's from Liszt's Christmas Tree Suite, and it was played very sensitively by Jerome Rose, a longtime Lisztian. And so Kipling exclaimed, "I've taken my fun where I found it, and now I must pay for my fun." Oh, but Mr. Kipling, do we really have to pay for everything? Last week we heard Roy Eaton in a piece by William Grant Still, an obscure prelude. Well, now we don't have obscurity. We have Roy Eaton playing the greatest hit of 1899 and one of the best-selling pieces of sheet music of the age. It's a piece that made Scott Joplin the king of ragtime. Yes, it is the good cheer of the Maple Leaf Rag. Thank you. As they say, Roy Eaton was into the music, and it was the syncopated scintillation of the maple leaf rag. Thank you, Mr. Eaton. Join me next week, same time, same station, for another edition of The Piano Matters. The World War I Prime Minister of Great Britain, David Lloyd George, wrote of the future Prime Minister, Winston Churchill. Listen to this. He said that Winston would go up to his creator and say that he would very much like to meet his son, about whom he had heard a great deal, and, if possible, would like to call on the Holy Ghost. Winston loved meeting people. This is David DuPaul. Thank you for listening. The Piano Matters is produced at the studios of WWFM, the Classical Network. The associate producer and engineer is Rachel Katz. For a complete playlist, log on to wwfm.org and click on Playlist. The Piano Matters is made possible in part from the support of the listener members of WWFM, the Classical Network.